Hi everybody, it's Melissa Campanelli, Editor-in-Chief of Retail Online Integration, and I'm here with Deborah Miller-Arbisman, Senior Associate for Retail and Consumer Products at Compete, which is a Kantar Media company that helps brands improve their marketing based on the online behavior of millions of consumers. We're here to talk about some surprising holiday findings from Compete. How are you doing today, Deborah?
I'm doing well, Melissa. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for taking the call today. My first question is about the fact that, you know, we all know about Black Friday sales and how consumers eat them up each year, and we also know that they were popular this year. But can you tell us about any trends you're seeing this year that may be a little different from last year in terms of Black Friday shopping habits by consumers?
Sure. Black Friday has historically been the day to look at for holiday shopping. Obviously, it gets its name from the fact that retailers actually went to the black from that day. But we're seeing this year that Black Friday is no longer just the offline retailer holiday. We're seeing a big shift online and maybe a little bit of a blending of Black Friday into Cyber Monday for one big spending weekend. What I found really interesting is that in our data, we asked consumers how much they spent online and offline during the week of Black Friday, and the online spend and the offline spend was not that much different, which definitely indicates to me that consumers are using both mediums, and it's not just about offline anymore.
Last year, did you find that Black Friday was more of an in-store experience?
I think we've been seeing the shift over the years as e-commerce has been becoming more and more popular and prevalent. I think this year we're definitely seeing the tip online and definitely mobiles entering the equation as well.
Another big topic that we've been seeing on the news wires is about Walmart competing with Amazon. Anything there surprising?
We love to do a head-to-head of Walmart and Amazon. You know, when you think of offline retailers, you think of Walmart because they've dominated the industry for so long. And when you think of online, Amazon was one of the first players there, and they have the lion's share. You know, so this is a really fun matchup. And we did see a really big competition. So, you know, Amazon created a program where if consumers scanned a product in a store, Amazon offered them a 5% discount if they purchased that product on Amazon in that 24-hour period.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a direct competition of Amazon going after the brick and mortars. And Walmart also. Walmart knows that consumers are online and that online spending is rapidly growing. They're offering free shipping this year for all holiday purchases. And they were very competitive with their online offerings over the Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. What I find very interesting is when we look at the number of consumers who visit both of these sites. Typically, Amazon gets more visitors from Walmart, but the only day of the year which Walmart surpasses Amazon is on Thanksgiving. And I think that is because consumers are doing their research. They know that Walmart is the place to be Black Friday, and they want to know what deals you're going to get, how much they should expect to spend, and they're doing a lot of research.
So in that sense, I guess Black Friday still, for Walmart, Black Friday still is an offline experience.
Definitely. I think Walmart looks at it more as, I'm going to prepare online, I'm going to get ready, and then we're going to hit the stores and see all that commotion.
You found in your research that people are making more purchases via mobile devices this holiday season versus last year?
For our survey that we did to gauge consumer spending and shopping for this holiday season, consumers reported that of their online spend, they expect to do 25% of that on a mobile device. This is a huge bump from last year and just a huge bump from trends in general. Retailers aren't really sure what to do with mobile. Consumers are still trying to figure it out. But I think now everything is coming into place where consumers are realizing that this is just an extension of my computer and I can take it anywhere I go and I can easily make purchases when I think of it, when I see a good sale, et cetera. So I think that mobile is definitely coming into its adolescence here.
And then in terms of specific products being purchased, anything different or unusual, maybe about toy sales, since we are talking about the holidays, or apparel sales?
Some of the research indicates that we're seeing a nice combination of some of the old classics like Legos and Barbies, and some of the newer toys as well, like Elite Frog. And so, you know, I think there's a little bit of throwback of, we've also seen a big emergence of 80s toys, you know, because the kids who grew up with those 80s toys are now having kids of their own. And, you know, what better way to drive sales than to remind consumers, hey, you love this as a child, your child would love playing with it too. So we're seeing that aspect, but then we're also seeing adults love their toys and love their mobile phones and love their smartphones and tablets. Kids are also going to love this. And so Leapfrog, I read something that their demand is just outpacing what they can possibly supply, so they didn't expect sales to be this good. So we're definitely seeing a, stick with the classics because they're definitely going to sell, but you got to be prepared to come into the 21st century and sell those digital products to kids as well.
Anything with apparel that's different?
Apparel just tends to be one of those classics. You can never go wrong with your nice little holiday sweater or scarf for the holiday season. So that, compared to last year, has been pretty steady.
Given all this information, do you have any best practices for retailers or e-tailers based on your finding that they should think about as they go into the last 2 weeks of the holiday season here?
So the last survey that we did, only 25% of consumers have finished at least 75% of their shopping. So that means there's still a lot more dollars and a lot more people who are going to be spending up until the last few days. And so I think that's reassuring for retailers because there's still a lot of budget out there that consumers are expecting to spend. And so that I think going into the final days, retailers should just, be aware that competition is fierce and that due to our handy-dandy smartphones, I can easily go online and price compare and see. I can save $10 by going to competitor. I think retailers need to be very aware and price conscious because consumers are very aware and price conscious. Little margins can go a long way. So Walmart's free shipping is a great example. Consumers have been saying for years, I don't want to pay for shipping. I can go into the store and not pay for shipping. I don't want to pay for it when I go online. And retailers should heed this and maybe compromise those $5 in shipping for a much larger basket.
Well, that's really great advice and information. Thank you so much, Deborah. I really appreciate your time today. If anyone has any, would like to find out more about Compete, they can just go to the Compete website at www.compete.com, and you'll find some great information. They have a great blog there, too. So thanks a lot, and have a great week. Have a great holiday season.
You too. Happy holidays.